Welcome to the Young, Black, and Professional Podcast. I'm Dr. Des, a career coach who's here to help you get to the next level, whether that's a new job, your first job, or just to provide you with guidance on how to navigate the world as a young Black professional. This podcast not only brings you real advice to get started with your career, but we'll also be featuring young Black professionals from a plethora of careers. We'll talk about everything they did to reach their goals and how you can do it too. All right, let's get into it. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Young Black and Professional Podcast. It's your girl, Dr. Des. And y'all, listen, today I am coming at y'all with an episode about being Black in the workplace. Because, listen, it's Black History Month, if you did not know. And I had an amazing meeting earlier today. And I just wanted to come on and talk with you all about it. So my job, they decided to celebrate Black women leaders within the company, right? And they had some amazing like VPs of the company come and speak. And listen, y'all, it was great. And it really made me realize how much we all go through, like, together, like all the similarities that we go through, right? As just whether you're a person of color, like just whether you're male, female, whatever, being a person of color in the workplace, you experience a lot of similar things. And I wanted to kind of talk about some of them today and just kind of how to navigate some of them as well, basically just what I've learned, you know, over the years of how I'm navigating some of the nuances that comes with being a person of color and being in leadership positions, okay? So before we get started, make sure that you go ahead and subscribe to this podcast. If you're on Apple Podcasts, go ahead, leave us a review, give us 5 stars if you love the podcast. And please, please, please leave us a review, because the more you guys review, the more you all rate the podcast, the more the podcast gets seen, right? The more I'm able to continue doing this, continue bringing you amazing episodes, bringing you amazing guest speakers. It's just me solo dolo today. And y'all, listen, I'm a little bit under the weather. Like, I'm not a lot under the weather, but I'm a little bit there, okay? It's going around in my house right now. So if my voice kind of cut out a little bit, you know, it's okay. I'm coming back. I'm gonna sip my water and I'm gonna come on back. But all right, y'all, go ahead and get started. So the webinar that I was on today, one of the speakers, she said that being a person of color, she's been in plenty of rooms, and she said, you know, I know that some people share this same experience. She's been in plenty of rooms where she'll have a great idea. She'll present the idea to the rest of the people in the room, whoever it may be. The idea gets dismissed. It gets looked over as if she didn't say anything at all. Then another person that is not a person of color will say the same thing, maybe rephrase it in a different way. And then they get all the accolades, the kudos. That's a great idea. That's awesome, right? That is an experience that I have had 100%. I can vividly remember the times I've had that experience. And it's not okay. This is the thing. This is what I did, though, when I had that experience, right? When they dismissed my idea, I knew my idea was a good idea. I knew it was going to work, right? So this is what I did. After they just kind of dismissed it, kind of act like I didn't really say anything, they were still trying to brainstorm things. I brought it up again. I said it again. And I said it again because I knew that that was what we should do. And we ended up doing it after that, right? That ended up being the thing that we did. But it took me saying it twice for anyone to just acknowledge it, to recognize it. And I was like, wow. So this is what I mean when they saying microaggressions and discrimination in the work. Like, this is the subtlety that happens. You just getting ignored in a meeting. But if you've been rocking with my podcast for a while, then you know that back when I used to do the YouTube videos, I did one about how this woman touched my hair at work. Y'all, listen. She pet me like I was a dog, okay? Like, I think I had like some, I'm pretty sure I had like some curly, like some super curly weave, because I like big hair. So I had some super curly weave. And she pet my hair. She was just like, oh my gosh, I wish I could get my hair like that. And I was just like, Friend, I know you mean well, but don't touch me. Don't touch my hair. Like, don't. And it just, those little things like that, they contribute to all of those feelings that we have, those feelings of imposter syndrome, those feelings like we're not good enough or we're inadequate somehow. When you're getting ignored in meetings, it contributes to that feeling of inadequacy, right? So I want you all to make sure, if you're listening to this podcast, I want you to make sure that you speak up for yourself. I want you to make sure that you find your voice. It may take you a little while to know your voice, understand your voice, understand who you are and what you want out of your career, out of just your life in general. But figure it out. And once you figure it out, stand on business, okay? Just stand on business. So you have instances where things are subtle. Kind of like that. And I don't think that was that subtle, right? You have instances like that, but then you also have other instances where another woman was speaking on the webinar today and she said that someone looked her in her eyes and told her that she would never be a VP. Yeah. Now she's like, listen, I work for her. She's amazing. She's awesome. Like, love her. She has such a beautiful personality. Like, if you've ever met her, she's just beautiful personality. You can tell it shines through. And I'm like, for somebody to look at you and tell you that, oh no. And then honestly, they didn't know who you were, honey. They didn't know. Because, wow, like that was pretty overt. Like that was pretty overt discrimination, just whatever it may be. I don't know if they were looking at her skill set or whatever, but she's pretty great from what I've seen of her and what she's produced. But just hearing that from a person that is a VP, that is in these high positions, it lets me know I'm not alone, right? You're not alone if you're listening to this and you're thinking about, oh, I want to be a VP of a company or I want to be president of the company one day. You can do it. Don't let people deter you. One of the things that they talked about was finding your community. And that is one of the big things I do want to touch on today is finding your community both inside your job and outside your job. And look, like both in professional settings though, but finding that community, right? Because once you find that community, you can also find people who will advocate for you. So I don't know if you all listened to an episode where I talked about the difference between a mentor and a sponsor, but go back and listen to it and know the difference between a mentor and a sponsor, okay? A mentor is someone who will guide you, give you advice, and everything, but a sponsor is someone who will speak your name in rooms that your name probably would never have been in otherwise, okay? There's someone that will advocate for you on your behalf, all right? So it's important that we try to find these people, we try to connect with these people and build community with these people. This is one of the reasons I started Young Black and Professional is because I wanted to really build community. I wanted to really have a place for people to come where you feel seen, you feel heard, where you can connect with others. And that's one of the things that I'm working towards doing with Young Black and Professional is making sure that it's going to be a space where people can connect and come together and build community with each other. That's down the road, but it is something that is in the works, okay? But find your community, all right? That's what I want you all to do. If you have not set your goals for 2024, if you did not come to our Career Goals AF workshop in January, and you're just like, D Dr. Des, I didn't set my goals, but I know I got goals. I know I got things I want to do and put things I want to meet. I know I do, but I'm not sure where to start. The first thing you can start by is finding your people, okay? Find you some, and you know, listen, I know how y'all feel sometimes. I know how y'all like to tussle about the coworkers. And, you know, my coworkers ain't my friends. I ain't friends with them. You gotta be able to network and, you know, have relationship with these people who you're working with. Because how do you expect to move up in your company? How do you expect to move up and be seen as a leader if you're not building relationships with people, especially if you want to be a supervisor, you want to be over someone, a manager, whatever, you don't talk to these people, you're not building a relationship with them. How do you expect to lead these people, right? You need to examine what kind of leader that you want to be. Build that community. They ain't got to be your best friends, okay? They don't have to be people who you kiki and haha with, all right? They do not, okay, friends? But they need to be people who you have a professional relationship with and that you're able to continue that professional relationship even after you've left the job. Then on the other hand, your external community. Now, this may be your friends, your colleagues, people that you've had in the past, people that you went to school with, whoever it may be. You need to make sure that you are nurturing that community as well. Because a lot of times, especially people who you went to school with who have the same degree as you, listen, y'all, those could be people who are going to bring you onto their team one day. Those can be the people who in about 10 years, you're going to call up because they're going to be VP of the company. And you can say, hey, I got this problem going on with my company. What y'all got going? Can you help me out? Yeah, come on. We got $1 million for you. Listen, y'all, it happens, okay? It happens in this crazy world, all right? But all I'm saying is make sure that you find your community, all right? Make that one of your goals for 2024 to find your community, both internally and externally in the professional settings, all right? So if you have not heard, I have really started diving into teaching public health, y'all. Like, a lot of y'all know, I'm already an adjunct professor. I've been an adjunct professor for a couple of years, but I'm not talking about that. I actually really started focusing in on building out my personal Instagram. So if you don't follow me on there, you can go ahead and follow me. It's at Desiree Courtney J, D-E-S-I-R-E-E, Courtney, C-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y-J. And it's a J at the end because my last name used to be Jonas, but now it's Strickland because I got married a couple years back. But I say that to say that was one of my goals for this year, is to really start speaking out about public health and really trying to build community and really trying to build up my fellow public health professionals. I know I would say 90% of y'all that come to me for career guidance are in public health. So I was like, you know what? I got to create something for y'all. I got to create a space for y'all. So y'all, I have a free training on February 29th. So depending on when you're listening to this, it's on February 29th at 6:30 p.m. It's free. All you got to do is sign up. And I'm teaching you how to get into public health consulting. Because if you have not been, you know, looking at that, if you didn't get the email, I'm pretty sure y'all got the email I sent out about it. I was able to make $135,000 doing consulting as a side hustle in public health. I was able to secure 3 different contracts with 3 different public health companies. And I'm going to talk about those companies. I'm going to talk about those contracts and what I did on that training. Basically telling you everything that I did and showing you how you can get there. All right. It's free. Come attend. Love to have you there. And yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't have as much high energy for this one. I told y'all, my whole household dealing with something. Like, my voice, I feel like it's so raspy right now. But, you know, we coming back next week. We going to be bigger, better, always. Always getting better. Get 1% better every day. But I say all that to say, find your community. Continue to build that community. Grow. Whether it's public health, whether it's business, whether it's finance, whether it's the arts, whether it's music. Find your community. Get a mentor. Get a sponsor. Get people who can advocate for you that's going to be in your corner. And let's go, y'all. Black History Month 2024. Don't let these people get y'all down. Hold your head up high and keep going. All right, y'all. I'll see you next week. Bye.